Joe from the Bridge, speaking of kicking to the pills, just gave me a real swift one. Noodles, what was the score of that game where Sundin had 4-6-4?
6-5 in overtime, think it was.
And I was like, yeah, I think I had a couple that night. And Joe from the Bridge writes a note and says, you played 9 minutes and you were -1.
Oh, not the best.
No.
Well, 9:34 of ice time, yeah.
And he said 256 of that was on the power play. So things were really going well at that time.
That's a good night there.
Anyway, right. It sickens me to say that with someone listening that probably has something to say as well.
Maybe does, because maybe, I mean, he's called a lot of games, called a lot of your games. And speaking of power play, that's what the Canadians took advantage of at the World Championship today to get that win in OT. And, oh, who had to be in the box for Sweden? William Nylander. Let's bring in Gord Miller, who's calling the action. And it is Andy Petrillo filling in for Brian Hayes, JB Noodles McLennan, and you got Jeff Toothless O'Dog O'Neill. No bite, doggy. Sorry. One little jab. That's it. I'm not going to do any more jabs. That's it. Gord, how you doing?
Good. Oh, what happened to your teeth?
Oh, no, he doesn't know.
I had a sandwich and the three front ones fell out.
What was it, a brick sandwich?
It was a soft bun, apparently.
It was. They served their time, Gord. I talked about it off the top. They did. They gave me good 50. It's like a dog, man. Good 15 years, and they had to go.
Wow. It was some two-day-old ciabatta bread. Maybe that's what it was that he ended up biting into. Yeah.
Mm. Well, Gord, you got you got something going on there that you tweeted out. Are you enjoying yourself at an establishment, or what do you got going?
Well, I'm with some friends here, and the submarines are launching. So I was concerned that the fleet would leave before I did this radio show, so I managed to hold off. We've had one submarine. So for the first time in my career, I've had a whiskey shot and a beer, and it's basically, they call them depth charges in Canada, right? You drop a shot of whiskey into your beer glass and you fire it all back. So
I called that a Tuesday night when I was in university.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so does everyone in Sweden, Gord, hate William Nylander? Or, I mean, it looked like one of those plays where it wasn't like stupid. He was kind of out of position. But it's one of those ones where people just pile on, don't they?
Well, you know, and the one thing that happens, in Sweden, is they are viciously personal.
Really?
Really tough. Like, when they lost to Belarus in the quarters at the Olympics in 2002, the front page of Aftonbladet, which is like their daily sports paper, had a picture of each member of the team with their NHL salary, jail bars in front of them, and said the biggest thieves in Sweden.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Like, Johan Garpenlöv, the head coach, is really getting it because they finished ninth last year. They flamed out of the Olympics, and now they've lost out in the quarterfinals here, blowing a 3-0 lead in the third period and losing in overtime. And so Garpenlöv is the guy that's getting it. But I got to tell you guys, like, compared to what we're used to in North America, like, look, Sheldon Keefe can tell you there's lots of criticism and everything else. Here, like, especially in Sweden, it's viciously personal. Like, they go after people personally.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, unfortunately, we do see it. But, I mean, bottom line is this is a Canadian team. And we saw it even last year, Gord. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it was the first time that you had a team lose four games in the tournament but then still go on and win gold. You can't count Canadians out, no matter if they're, you know, big NHL names or not. But, you know, what did the Canadians do differently that they suddenly turned it around where they, you know, they had been down 3-0 midway through the second and then just turned it on in that third period?
And they were down 3-0 early in the third. You know, they outshot the Swedes 19-1 in the second period, and the Swedes scored in their only shot to make it 3-0. So I think they got some confidence out of that. Like, they just stay with it. Ryan Graves scored an early goal in the third period to get them going. You know, Pierre-Luc Dubois and then Matt Barzal on his birthday scores the tying goal. You know what it is? I think, and you can talk to this. You've played internationally, and Jamie, you can talk about it too. There's a belief in Canadian players that they can be resilient and they always have a chance. No, they don't always come through, but they believe they always have a chance. But more important than that, their opposition knows that. You could see it late in the game when Rasmus Dahlin put the puck over the glass. You could see fear on the Swedish bench. Like, it wasn't like, come on, guys, let's go kill this. It was like, oh, God, here they come.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't need to give them that opportunity because they'll take advantage of it.
I've always said this to young players at the World Junior when you play for Canada, that every country in the world wants to beat you so bad, but they also are terrified of you. There's an aura and a mystique around Canadian hockey that I'm telling you, like, you know, after the game today, so many people came up to me, you know, I was having dinner after the game in the lounge here, and which you know so well. Oh, you've spent so much time over here. You come to the lounge all the time. But the
yes.
You know, representatives of different countries, Canada does it. You know, Canada always has that ability to find, and, you know, Andy, you talked about it. Last year, they lost their first three games. The first team to lose their first three games to make the medal round, not just that, they win the gold medal. Like, there's a belief in Canadian players, and I would say the Tampa Bay Lightning have that belief, right? Like, and you know, when you play the Lightning, they know they can come back, and you know they can come back.
Yeah.
Well, but I want to ask you this, Gord. And I don't know how you make the two relate, although I feel there is a way you can explain it, because obviously we always want to see the Canadians do well. The World Championship, you know, you're taking on still some strong nations with strong players, even though we know some of them will still be missing players because they're playing right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Why do you think the Canadians at the last two Olympics where NHLers have not been there? Okay, fine, in Pyeongchang they get the bronze, but we know Beijing, you know, was a disaster by Canadian standards. What's the difference there?
Well, I think, Andy, there's a real talent differential. Because what you have is, you have Swedes and Finns and these other countries that play together all year in their domestic leagues and play in tournaments. They have they have full-time national teams, right? They play in tournaments all year long. They have a cohesiveness that is really makes a difference for them. Whereas Canadians, you know, those guys go over. I mean, those are, you know, it's no offense to the guys who go, but I would say that if a Canadian player is not good enough to play in the NHL, a lot of them are in the American League. Some are in Europe, but a lot of them are in the American League. Europeans, given a choice between playing in the NHL or playing in the AHL or playing in Europe, will play in Europe. So they have access to a little bit of a better pool of players, to be honest. And that's the difference. You know, I would say this. You have to be really careful making evaluations based on single elimination tournaments. You know, I mean, the Swedes lost the game today. You know, they're up 3-0, they lost the game. If you play that game seven times over again, the Swedes probably win four or five of the games. So, you know, Scotty Bowman's greatest Montreal team in the 70s would lose 2, 3, 4 games in the playoffs. Well, you lose one here, you're out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, Gord, I wanted to talk about, you know, at the tournament, you're obviously right in front of a lot of the players and get an opportunity to see, you know, other countries play in that. Is there somebody that stands out there for you that, whether it's on Team Canada or on the other countries that maybe isn't getting enough play, might have an opportunity to either, you know, if they're a little bit older, to get back into the NHL, or maybe an up-and-comer that we should be keeping an eye out for that you'd like to the tournament?
How much have you guys heard of Yuri Slafkovsky?
Nothing.
Nope.
So Yuri Slafkovsky is a Slovak who was rated by most people in the top, like Craig Button, I think, had him in his top five for the draft before the tournament. He led the Olympics in goal scoring, 7 goals in 7 games. He's an 18-year-old kid, and he's been dominant here for long stretches. I would say this to you guys, for an 18-year-old to dominate at the World Juniors unusual, there's more than 120 NHL players here. And he's held his own against them. I'm not saying Montreal will take him first overall, but they've got to think twice when they make the pick. I think you take Shane Wright. You take the right-handed centerman, absolutely. But if Slafkovsky falls to Jersey at 2, they're getting a potential superstar.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive. Yeah. Now, would Ray be able to pronounce his name? Would that take a while to pronounce his name? Like, I feel like when you said his name, all I could think of that old character on SCTV, Billy Stamovolitsky, that John Candy played.
Yes. It's just like it's spelled. We've done Slafkovsky's games. Yeah. I think Ray can handle it.
Wow.
It's surprising the ones that trip him up, strangely enough. Yeah.
Huh. Well, Gord, before we let you go, based on everything that you've seen right now and heading into the semifinals, do you have Do you have a favorite, just based on what you've seen? Well, of course, we know anything can happen, but who do you think can win this?
Well, the Finns. I think the Finns are the favorite. You know, they fell behind 2-0 to Slovakia today, won their quarterfinal tonight. They've got, the Finnish word is sisu. It means collective guts and collective courage. And they as a people have it, and they as teams have it. They've got an NHL caliber. We've got Miro Heiskanen here, Esa Lindell. They've got a real good defense here. They've got Mikael Granlund. They've got a real good team here. And, you know, the crowd is nuts for the Finns here. So I would say the Finns are the favorite. They're going to play the U.S. in the semis. Canada's going to play the Czechs. You know, the Czechs have this top line, Krejci, Červenka, and Pasternak. They scored all three goals today against Germany. They've been dynamite. And Krejci, you know, Krejci was, you guys know, Krejci was such a good player for so long in the NHL. He led the Bruins in goal scoring in the playoffs, and they won the Cup in 2011. And they're playing great. So I'm looking forward to the weekend and see where it goes. But, yeah, I think the Finns are the best team here.
All right. Well, Gord, enjoy your submarine, or I don't know what you called it.
Just drinking. We'll just call it drinking.
Yes, whiskey shots.
Enjoy your beverages.
It's called a submarine. I encourage everyone to drink in moderation, and I might too.
Yes, you do that because you have a big call coming up on the weekend, Gord. We'll talk to you later.
On Saturday.
Look, we're seeing images right now.
That means good night, Gordo.
Yeah. Saya Nara.
You've seen this movie before, haven't you?
Yeah, I played a starring role in it, pal, a lot of nights. Yeah.
Have some fisu. Don't, whatever, you know, have that courage. Just stay strong tonight.
I hear you.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Take care. That's Gord Miller, TSN play-by-play voice out in calling the World Championship here with the Canadians, being down 3-0, scoring a goal early in that third period, and then scoring two goals 30 seconds apart to tie it up. And then they get the winner in the overtime on the power play with William Nylander. I mean, that's just crazy. We know it's happened to so many people. But I know you guys a couple days ago talking about him throwing the body around. I mean, what did he have, 2 goals in 3 games? It's like, look at this guy, the way he's playing for Sweden. And then, how quickly.
Wow.
How quickly.
Look, people aren't going to freak out over a YouTube click, but it was just like, are you-know-whatting me right now with that? Like, running people over. He hit 5 guys in one shift, and I don't know. It actually bothered me a little bit, to be honest with you.
Why?
I was like,
well, Andy,
why do you
what?
Think?
Okay. Yeah. Although, I will say this. When Gord said, be careful the single elimination, or like when it's kind of a number, right, best of 5, best of 7, whatever it is. Maybe this is just me personally. If that Leafs-Tampa series was like a best of 9, I don't know. Like, yeah, there's only so many numbers you could go. I mean, I don't know.
It's
there's
not fantasy land, though, Andy. You can't say if it was a best of 9, they might have had a chance to win.
Well,
but anyway, I wanted to ask you, Andy, are you like Gord? Because Noodles works with Gord all the time. Gord knows where, like, a coffee bar in a little town in Finland is because of his travel. Like, are you like that? Or are you just like, get me to the airport, get me the hotel, and get me the hell out of here?
No, I need to explore. If I'm there, I wanna be with the locals. I wanna know the restaurant to go to, cafe to go to. Yeah, I love that. Love it.
But do you know it all? Gord literally knows the guy around the corner in Germany that has a coffee bar and like whatever.
Well, no, because he goes to these places regularly. So. No, I'm not like that.
Is that not correct?
It's so true. Like he will literally, we get into a city, he's like, God, there's great sandwiches. The owner's name is Bob. Go around down the alley, turn left. You're like, that's not even a storefront. But he knows these places because he does get out when he travels. He actually does get out and explore. Like, I'll say to him, what are you doing this afternoon? Like, I'm either going to read or do whatever, watch a show. Like, I'm going to go for a walk. Like, he's going to go do things where, you know, I'm a little bit more introverted that way. When we travel, I just like to do my thing, and I feel like I'm busy, so I just I try and get it all in. But Gord is dialed up in every city, and he knows people, and he befriends them.
That's the thing.
Like, he's doing submarines. It might be with the locals, and they'll stay in touch, and then he's got a a buddy in Sweden that he stays in touch. And, oh, I'm just going to pop into Sweden after I'm in Finland. And, you know, he's very worldly, put it that way. And,
oh, yeah.
And, which I love.
He really is. And I've had the dubious honor a couple years in a row when the Leafs had their camp out in St. Catharines, was it? Anyways, we would drive together. This guy's getting phone calls, by the way, in his car every 10 minutes from people. Someone's calling him. They're hockey execs, they're scouts. To your point, there are people from European federations. His tailor's calling him. I'm just like, do you ever shut it off? Do you ever just stop? No.
He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy.
Gotta love our Gord. Yeah.